Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting a closer. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Tom. Based in Sydney, Tom is a nature lover who specializes in naked massages. Tom, welcome.
Hi, Gareth. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, I want to start at the beginning, I guess. How did you discover and start to explore your passion for naturism?
Yeah, I was wondering on how to approach this. It's a bit of a long story. Well, it's
Give it to me.
Yeah, if you're ready for it. How to get into naturism. I think, you know, like most things, it probably goes back to your childhood, childhood trauma. I suppose growing up as a kid, I had some family issues, some domestic sort of issues. And what I found as I was going through my teens is that I became a very guarded person.
What, sort of closed almost, or?
Yeah, sort of emotionally and physically cut off from other people.
Sure.
Yeah, I think as a defense mechanism, because I've been through certain things in my life, I sort of became quite a bit of a shutdown, sort of disassociated type of person. And as I was getting later into my teens, I was sort of becoming aware that, yeah, I was distancing myself from people and sort of rejecting people before they could reject me as a type of defense, I suppose. And I became aware when my friends would sort of say to me, like, oh, Tom doesn't like being touched. You know, Tom's, he's not a touchy-feely type of person. And so I suppose that's when I sort of became aware of that about myself. And then I finished school and I went off to university and I studied for a number of years. And probably in my early 20s, after I finished uni, after doing quite a stressful sort of degree, I decided instead of launching into my career afterwards, like everybody else, and going overseas and traveling or that type of thing, I decided to take a year off and just stay in Sydney where I'm from and sort of just take time for myself to sort of address things that were going on with me because I wasn't really coping emotionally. I was pretty stressed out and really just burnt out. A pretty young age, really.
That's a pretty mature decision to sort of have that self-awareness to say, I need to take some time out to figure this out.
I think it was kind of not much of a choice, really.
Sure. It was, yeah. This has to happen.
Yeah, I think it was like, I just can't continue like this.
Yeah,
I think, like I said, I've been through some things in my you know, teens and my early childhood and then launched straight into quite a full-on sort of degree at university. And I was just sort of not coping. And so I just said, oh, I just need to put the brakes on. And I just decided to take a year off.
Yeah.
And one of the first things I did was I decided to do a massage course just for fun and just a regular massage course.
But had you had any experience of massage before then? What made you think, oh, massage, I should do that?
Because it was relaxing, because it was so different to anything I had done before. And because it wasn't stressful.
The opposite of stress, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. It was the complete antithesis. And I think in the back of my mind, I was aware that, you know, I didn't like being touched by people. And so I'm a person who likes to challenge myself and I didn't, you know, I was interested into why that was. And so that, I think that was part of it as well. I wanted to challenge that just by doing massage.
Yeah, what's that aversion? It's not aversion therapy. It's like whatever. But did you like touching other? Did you like touching other people? You didn't like being touched yourself, but massage requires you to get fairly tactile.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a challenge. But I suppose in that format where it's not emotional, it's you know, it's sort of a therapeutic or clinical sort of setting. That was sort of a stepping stone for me. I mean, I'd had one relationship up until that point, but I think it was more just with friends and just people in general. I wasn't touchy-feely. I was pretty distant. And like I had said, like that was physical, but I think, you know, that was also rooted in emotional stuff as well. I was distancing myself emotionally from people. And that was, you know, that was playing into my struggles just generally. I was isolating myself.
And so how did that play out then? You're having this year off, you're taking a massage course. Is that when you started the getting your clothes off business?
Yeah, well, I can't recall exactly why, but I remember during that time, it was a year of really challenging myself and discovering who I was. And I decided to go do a naked yoga class. That was probably the first thing. So that coincided. I was doing this massage course for the whole year and just doing various other things that I was interested in. it was a really sort of formative year of my life, and it was great that I could do it so early in my life, in my early 20s. And so, yeah, I went off and I did this naked yoga class to challenge myself. I'd done lots of yoga before, so I was confident in the class, but the naked
part, yoga wasn't so the challenging thing. It was getting the clothes off it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was very like, it was a great stepping stone, first thing to do, because I remember I arrived and like, it was really dimly lit. And also, like I said, I was quite good at yoga. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to kill it. They're going to be so impressed with my flexibility.
Let me go to the front of the class.
Well, I don't know about that. So I started off, I did that. And that was really just, yeah, to challenge myself, to challenge my fear around being naked. And again, the touching thing, because I knew in this class, they also, towards the end, they did a little bit of tandem, a bit of partner work. Yeah.
Sure.
And so it's just sort of a series of stepping stones. And then I did that a couple of times. And then they handed out a pamphlet to do, there was a 1-day workshop one weekend. And that was a nude massage course. And so I was like, oh, well, this is perfect. This is combining the two things that I'm
scared of. Everything's coming together.
Yeah, everything's coming down. So I'm freaked out by right now, you know, touching people and being naked. So again, you know, I was like, well, this feels like fate. I'll just challenge myself again and do that. And so, yeah, I went off and did that. And again, that was a big challenge. And there was sort of an erotic element to that as well.
But how did that feel? Because like you went into that knowing it was a big challenge. You knew it was going to be, you know, taking you outside of your comfort zone and pushing your boundaries. When you actually went and did that naked massage, you know, erotic workshop, how did you cope with that?
Fine. I think I'm generally quite an embodied person. So I suppose I've always been sort of able to get out of my head in the moment. And, you know, these sorts of workshops and things, particularly this one, you know, you're in a quite a held space, you're in a container, and it really comes down to the facilitation, the people who are running it. So I think it was set up in a way that it was a safe space. And, you know, getting naked in front of people is a challenge for most people. So, you know, I didn't feel alone.
No, everyone's on their own little journey with that, aren't they?
Yeah. So I think that was all in my mind. So yeah, it was challenging, but I managed to do it. And it ended up being like, you know, I can remember that workshop quite clearly. I remember that was like an eye-opening moment for me. I was like, it was like one of the most erotic experiences I had had. And it was just like so new for me to like, you know, I'm a gay man, I identify as a gay man, and this was all mainly gay men. And just, yeah, that whole forum, that whole experience was new to me and sort of sparked my interest in, I suppose, nudity and community and eroticism.
And tapping into that sort of communal sexual energy that you get in those spaces?
100%, yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, overlaying that with healing and therapy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not just pure sex. It's like there's a whole lot more going on. Yeah. And was that sort of the moment where it sort of crystallized for you, oh, this is what I'm into, this is what I'm doing? Or was it still a progression in terms of, you know, embracing a bit of a naturist identity, which is kind of from objectively where you are now almost? You like present yourself as, I'm a guy who likes to get naked.
Yeah, I think it was just more stepping stones. And just me sort of having those experiences and seeing the benefits and what I got from it and what it meant to me. And it's just about self-discovery. So all those things just played into where I sort of am now. And then I suppose another step in that journey after that was I discovered Body Electric.
Talk a little bit about that, because people sort of hear about Body Electric, but it'd be useful just to like give us the basics on what Body Electric is.
Well, I'll do my best. I don't know if I'm the best placed person to do it, but my understanding is Body Electric originated, well, it's a global organization, I think, that has some facets all around the world, and there's certainly one here in Australia. My understanding is that it originated in the States during the HIV epidemic, and it was a way for people, or for men at that time, gay men, to learn about eroticism and to be able to connect with each other, and it's sort of a expanded knowledge around that at a time when, you know, people weren't understanding what HIV was and they were scared of touching each other. So educating people about how to be erotic with themselves and with other people in new ways. That's my understanding, is that that was the origin of it. And certainly when I got involved with them, it was, I suppose, around building intimacy and connection and being vulnerable with other people through nudity and through eroticism and through touch. Yeah. And so I suppose it's for people who are interested in really connection with other people, connection with themselves and connection with others, and that's facilitated through nudity and eroticism.
And so how does that sort of translate through into the massage work you do? Because I saw on your social media that you'd taken a bit of a break from massage and you've just recently come back to it. What's been sort of your journey with that whole experience?
So again, going back to that year that I was talking about, I
The
ended up
formative
then
year, the year where it all
the
began.
year, the, I mean, really, yeah, it was really a year when, I had been a person that had been, really raised and bred to be a very corporate sort of, career-driven person. And I did this impressive university degree. And then my life sort of path just took like a 90-degree turn when I had this year of self-discovery. Yeah, I ended up doing a whole bunch of body electrics workshops, and that was really transformational for me. I mean, I took something so much away from it, and that trauma that I'd spoken about, it really helped me work through that and sort of understand that a lot more. And it just felt like my calling. I just connected with it in such a profound way, and I was like, well, this is what I want to do with my time on this earth, and this is what I want to help other people with. And so I just started doing it. I just started doing erotic massage, from my experience of doing that, sort of standard training and massage, as well as the work that I had done at Body Electric.
Combining those two sort of strands somehow, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, what I did wasn't exactly like what happens at Body Electric, but it was certainly inspired. I think the approach that I had was always very founded in, care, in creating a space where people could be erotic and explore that. And to, yeah, just to give people erotic experiences in a safe space. Yeah.
And you took a break from that for a while. What happened there?
So I did that for 3 years full time. After that amazing year. And that was a great, it was great. It was an incredible period in my life. It was a wild experience, wild lifestyle.
It felt right, sort of like, oh, this is what I'm meant to be doing.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was, yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, like I had
Yeah.
amazing experiences. I met amazing people. Like I said, it enabled me to live a certain type of lifestyle and to explore other things that I was interested in at the time. And yeah, it was incredibly fulfilling. I felt, yeah, it was amazing. But over time, I think, I had been doing it for 3 years, and I felt like, I wanted to try the career that, that I'd studied for, and to just experience that sort of more conventional lifestyle,
All
I
right.
suppose.
How did that work out?
Well, that's still going. I mean, since then I've had a
That's
career.
happening.
Yeah, that's
That's what we're
happening.
doing.
That's what's happened. Yeah, for the past, 8 years or whatever, I've had a career, and I've been working on that. And it's really just in the past, even during that time, I always in the back of my mind was, massage will come back at some point in some capacity, and other guys that do similar things to me, they had spoken about sort of ebbs and flows, with it. And I suppose now, just in the past, 6 months, I've sort of brought it back by initially starting up this Twitter account that I have. And now I've just, in the last month or so, I've just been reconnecting with old clients and bringing it back to some capacity. Yeah.
And are there any challenges with combining, the massage work with the corporate work? Is that going okay so far?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my work can be demanding at times, but actually I've decided to drop back in my full-time job, to go to a part-time role and to pick this up instead. So yeah, I've been lucky, I suppose, that I've been able to be flexible like that in my career.
Nice. Now, you're based in Sydney. Is Sydney a good place to be a naturist?
I think so. I think because there's so much space, there's not too many
The
people
weather's
around.
good.
The weather's amazing. There's lots of national parks, lots of beaches. You
I
can
know,
go
but
out and just
not
be
many. There's
naked
not
and
many official naked beaches out there. Like there's, like, I don't know Sydney very well, but there's a couple. But it's not like every beach is naked kind of thing.
no, not
It's
at
a
all. No.
relatively conservative, like surprisingly, I think, almost socially conservative Australia generally.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's very conservative, and I think it's becoming more conservative.
Yeah.
Right, like in Sydney where I live, I mean, there's like three beaches, and one of them, they're not great beaches. They're kind of like, just given to the nudists. They're on the
Climb over the
leftovers.
rocks, 'cause kind of stuff,
Yeah, it's all sort of, put away and hidden. Yeah, no, I think Australians are very conservative compared to Europeans or Americans. Yeah, absolutely.
And what about sort of beyond beaches and stuff? Is there much of a social naturist community in Sydney? Do you connect with other guys in sort of social naturism sort of opportunities? How does that work?
I'm not too connected with that. I think my main experience is just from being new to nature, with my friends and by myself. I think that's the main thing that I practice and with my partner. But Body Electric, like I said, that is something that I'm, still connected with, and that's still ongoing. There's just various things. There's a great organization here called Naked Man, which
Oh,
has been
I've
around for a
interviewed
while.
them. I've forgotten his name, but they do regular events and like a camping trip as well, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know if you know Kurt Mason. I think he's the guy that
That's
founded
who it
it.
is. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So Kurt, he started it years ago, and I think for the past 3 or 4 years, he hosts an annual festival in Sydney, like somewhere out, in a farm, in a
In the
property, in the
bush.
middle of nowhere, in the bush. Yeah. And I haven't been. It's on my agenda. It's like one of my goals for this year. But yeah, it's basically a whole bunch of guys getting naked in nature, doing crazy things.
Yeah, no, I looked at
It's
that for
amazing.
like, I think maybe last year, and they sell out super quickly. Like, he's got like a tight cap on it, and it's almost always just sold out straight away, which is a good thing, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are hungry for this stuff. Like, I think, especially the gay community. I mean, I would say, majority of, those guys that go to that thing, it's probably gay men. I think it's open to everybody, but it's probably mainly gay men. Gay men are hungry for this. They're hungry for connection, beyond just, a hookup and sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're regularly posting, sort of naked photos on Twitter and stuff. And I was wondering, is that leaning into a bit of an exhibitionist kink that you've got? How does that sort of, what's the objective with what you post on Twitter, I guess is what I'm asking.
I suppose for me, it's just a form of self-expression. It's a creative outlet. I suppose it's also just, I feel like it's sort of my mark. It's just putting something out there that people enjoy and hopefully are inspired by. I think it's just challenging social norms. It's kind of all those things. And yeah, absolutely, it's exhibitionistic as well. I've got no shame around that. I like putting my body out there. I'm proud of my body, and I think everybody should be proud of their body. And yeah, it's kind of all those things just mixed together. Yeah.
I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious about naturism and wanting to explore getting naked, what advice or guidance would you give them?
No, I'll just do what I did. That yoga class is still running. Yeah,
Naked yoga, yes.
I think yeah, naked yoga is a great step. Going to a nude beach is a great step. I don't know anything. Yeah, just don't be. Just jump in and just realize that, it's okay to be naked. Like, there's nothing wrong with being naked, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying that. And you'll experience the benefits of doing it.
That brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Tom. You can find him on Twitter at Tom's _touch. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.